Maria Nate, Elakea non, the Kikumisia Nami, Antoria Mama, Harimate Terima Ramaseta. He said, the least among them will be like David. Aneko Kusea Nikipa Muria Katadi Ate, Nanto, Brekinan, the Kise, Ali Fronite, Bro, Nikinam, the Kunon, the Kiskaide, Bro. God said, tonight I anoint your tongue. I give unto you a piercing tongue. It's a tongue that is like the pen of a ready writer. It has a penetrating effect. It's tapped into regions of life that are obscure to other sons of men. It's the tongue that reaches beyond the veil. The wrongs that reaches into the regions of life, whereby a turning takes place in the heart of a man. Is the tongue of an angel. It's a tongue of power. It's an anointed tongue. And as you speak from henceforth, as the Holy Ghost give you utterances, all your enemies shall be utterly destroyed before you. Because of the words that are coming out of your mouth, it will cause the army of the aliens to flee before you. I see your tongue loose today, and I see the rivers flowing through the tongues in the mighty name of Jesus. It's called the river of life. He said, when the attack of the enemy shall come like a flood, I see your tongue become a tongue that is releasing the flood of the spirit. And I see the enemy being swept out before you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Tonight, you receive courage to stand in the midst of other people's crisis. And you begin to command that this should go and that should go. Strangers will hear your voice, they'll be afraid. And they will come out of their hiding places. In the mighty name of Jesus. When you shout at the top of your voice, your enemies shall cringe before you. The greatness of his power will be released through your utterances. Because they are no longer your utterances, they are utterances of the Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come and put your hands together for it. The tongue of blade. Kadomikrone teke prone glados. Anetrele anotode makute prone beka. Lakrede mokrele de prune gatos. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Through every word that proceeds from your mouth, men will know that God is alive. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, you are receiving grace for easy access to the throne room of God. Easy access. I said to you last week that speaking in tongues is not just for the fun of you. You understand? It's for the helpless. It's for the needy. And God give power to the faint. So let us therefore come to the throne of grace that may receive. You see, when you approach the throne, Kademakonde Suse. He said, my son is coming. He has a need. It's a key. It's a secret key that unlock the windows of heaven, that unlock the kingdom of heaven on earth. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, I will give unto you keys. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. You can have your seat. You can have your seat. Let's just have some moment together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, strong empowerment is being restored back into the church. I see God saying to me in the spirit, me will be more there. Praise the name of the Lord. Me will be more there. If you are a son in the kingdom, God will not address you as mere man. What we are talking about now is not just for ordinary people, not just for natural humans. He said, I cannot speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, mere man. So I want you to know that we are moving away from that dimension of operation, when we can simply be regarded and qualified as mere men. This is not just for mere men, mere ordinary natural woman, but this is for the new humanity that God have raised and created. Because they are born of the Spirit, so they've got to live by the Spirit. All their warfare will be in the Spirit. He said, pray in the Spirit. He said, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. Glory to God. Not, it's not fleshly. He said, you are seated with him in the heavenly places. Everything heavenly. Everything in the spirit. He said, you have been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's in the spirit. Your warfare is in the spirit, not carnal. That's why your weapon of war too, they are not carnal. This is God's, you understand, weapon of war being released through your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 That's why it's very essential for you to train your spirit to pray. Glory to God. You know, you see, we are living in a world that is so dynamic. And it is highly systemized. You understand? Mathematicians have helped them to do the calculation, the mental calculation, and everything move and walk up to target. Praise the Lord. That's why there may be a flight from Nigeria to the UK and somebody tell you it's going to be for 6 hours. If it is beyond 6 hours, there's going to be maybe 5 minutes. Because they've done the calculation, the speed, the pace at which that plane is running. Praise the Lord. That's why there's a systemized operation of the Spirit. And we've got to understand the way God build and fashion his own technology. It will always, you know, hit his target. It cannot miss his target. Is there a weapon of war? They are not carnal. Hallelujah. I heard of a nation now that built, you know, a kind of, warplane or a kind of missile that they don't need to leave where they are. You understand? They just calculate it and everything will be monitored before you know it. They think can land somewhere in Nigeria, not just anywhere where they wanted it to land. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, listen to me, the geographical location is not a limitation to us in the spirit. Because the realm of the spirit is wide, and the realm of the spirit is highly systemized. You must understand the law of the spirit. Glory to God. And that is what God is saying we should tap into, so that we can beat the enemy to it. Glory to God. Because we have a wisdom, you understand, that is superior to that of the enemy. All his operations is limited to this world. But we can take him to a rock that is higher than him. I don't want you to despise these things. And I don't want you to undermine the operation of the Spirit in your life. It may look like nothing, but God used the insignificant, you understand? You know, son, to put to shame things that were strong. He said, consider your calling, brethren. Not many nobles were called. Glory to God. Because, you see, you must understand the operation of God. He uses things that were not, you understand, to shame things that were. Things that are weak, to shame things that claim to be strong. Amen and amen. I say, out of the mouth of the babes and the suckling, the Lord shall ordain strength. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 What a great privilege. What a great asset that we have. I don't need to go into occult. I don't need to go and hide myself, going to drugs and all of those things. You understand? This is enough. Because this will take me from the terrestrial to the celestial. You see, the distance between the terrestrial world and the celestial world is not, it's not far. He said, the world is nigh you, even in your tongue. Glory to God. Amen and amen. You understand? God is blocking that gap. As you see, when you begin to operate in the spirit like this, you begin to exercise yourself in the things of the Spirit of God. Then you begin to see and realize that it's not as far as you have thought. Glory to God. Don't use your mind, your natural mind, you understand, to measure it out. It will be so far. But as you are used to the operations of the Spirit and understand the way of the Spirit, you begin to realize that, oh, it's not too far to reach the dimension of the Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And just imagine everyone was in the sheep in Acts chapter 27. And Paul said, the angel of the Lord, whose I am, and whom I serve, continually appear unto me. And he said unto me, why is it that others do not see that angel? Why is it that I could connect with the Spirit immediately? Glory to God. There's a place for easy connection. When you begin to use this language of the Spirit, you are easily connected. You wonder why the guy said, he said, I speak in tongues more than you all. When all of them were flabbergasted and all hope of salvation was lost, everything looked so bleak, as if as there is no hope any longer. The guy must have buried his head somewhere. Kadubokun and the Kiku Sunambe Kiana and the Kapaya. Hila Kudia Nami Halia Niana So Ilimia Koria Gadani Mekotorianda. And God said, don't worry. God showed him the hand from the, even in the midst of the crisis. Can you just imagine? The match they have not played. You understand? God began to tell you it's going to be 3-5. This people will have 3, this one will have 5. Hallelujah. He said, I know it shall be unto me. I said, what gave him that kind of courage? What is it that gave him that kind of audacity? The guy had moved from the terrain to the cele. He had tuned his spirit. I'm teaching you tonight how to use speaking in tongues to attune your spirit. He said, let your spirit be attuned unto God. He said, you see, the word attuned is borrowed from the world of music, musical instrument. When you tune a musical instrument, you understand, to harmonize with the pitch. If you have a very high pitch, you begin to tune the musical instrument. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think we do that a lot every time we are doing recording. When the pitch is high, you begin to modulate. You understand? You begin to fine-tune your spirit, to be able to pick certain concept of God. Amen and amen. To walk in harmony with the will of God. Don't allow the enemy to sidetrack you. Listen to me. Ignorance is a form of spiritual plague. It's not a disease. It's a plague. That's why when you see an ignoramus around your life, run away from him. Because it could be very, very infectious. We don't treat ignorance like an ordinary disease. But it's a plague in the 21st century. You cannot afford to sit in the seat of the unlearned. You must know the way things run in the spirit. Hallelujah. Come and say, train your spirit to pray. Come and say, train your spirit to pray. Come on, let's look at this. Let's look at this text. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 14. Hallelujah. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. For no man understandeth. How many of you, there are moments in our life when we got to speak unto God? We've got to speak unto God. We are not just expressing our frustration to him. We are expressing our love towards him and towards his will. Glory to God. That's why I say prayer is not for everyone. Prayer is for those who love God and love the will of God. You are not just speaking in tongues. You are speaking in tongues because you love the will of God. And you want to attune your spirit to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. You want to do what is acceptable in the sight of the Lord. Glory to God. He said, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries unto God. Come on, say, I'm speaking mysteries unto God. So I said, you are uttering secret truths or hidden things not obvious to human understanding. Glory to God. Something that is not obvious to human understanding. That's what you are uttering unto God. You see, your understanding is unfruitful. Your understanding is unfruitful there does not mean that you behave like a crazy person. They have removed all his sense of reasoning. You understand? You reason alongside with the truth of God's word. You know what you are doing at that moment, that you are speaking. You understand? Unto God. You are uttering things that is beyond natural human understanding. You want to have a clue into certain things. Glory to God. So you are not just praying in tongues for the fun of it, but expressing your love to God with the language of the Spirit. Glory to God. Or what I call inarticulate speech. He said, my spirit by the Holy Ghost within me prays in verse 14. Let's look at verse 14. He said, my spirit by the Holy Ghost pray. Glory to God. Verse 14. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit pray, but my understanding is unfruitful. So what we needed here is the word, my spirit pray. That's why I said, train your spirit to pray. Glory to God. My spirit pray it. Your regenerated spirit pray it by the Holy Ghost. You see, most people don't know anything about our religion. That's why they look down on us. That's why we feel we are low born. We are underprivileged people. We are, you know, we are out of touch with life. You understand? But they don't know that we are in touch with God, so we are in touch with life. Glory to God. You see, if you are a believer, you don't tap into this dimension, it will be very easy for you, you understand, to later hand up your life in the occult. Why? Because there's a craving every man looking for power, looking for connection with God. Every man wants to relate directly with God. So he's looking for something. Even if you have a balawo that is consulting for you, you are looking for how you are going to surpass him, and you begin to handle things by yourself. It's in every man. And that is what God wants to make out of every child of God. Glory to God. So they'll be able to stand on his own function as a real temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. That when the devil sees you like this, you understand, you become a threat to him, because you are a bundle of power. You are a bundle of anointing. You are embodiment of truth. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. So he can only pray according to the will of God. He said, my spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me, pray. So when you are empowered by the Holy Ghost to begin to pray like that, you understand, you will definitely pray according to the will of God. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is not looking for any other thing but the will of God. Is the administrator of the will of God. Is the one who has come to show unto us the things of the Spirit of God. Glory to God. So he's piloting and redirecting your mind to pray according to the will of God. Glory to God. That's the safest place to be when you want to know God's mind for your life. You want to pray according to the will of God. Glory to God. So what you are saying that time, you are directing your attention towards what is God's will, God's plan, and God's purpose for my life. Hallelujah. We're going to see in Romans chapter 8, verse 24. Glory to God. Glory to God. So begin to see the Holy Ghost begin to move you towards the direction of God's ultimate intention for your life. In the book of Romans chapter 8, we see God's ultimate intention. You understand? That we'll be conformed to the image of his Son. It's not something you want to pray for. Because we want to become so many things. The only thing we don't want to become is what God wants us to become for him. God wants to make sons and daughters out of us. Glory to God. He said, I will make you to become. Glory to God. You understand? See, you don't naturally want to pray in that direction. Most time when you are speaking in tongues, all you are talking about is what all you have filled your mind. You understand? It's like, God, I'm going to make money. I'm going to be this. I'm going to have this. I'm going to do this. You understand? Yeah, you know, it's true. You know, there are times you will make mistake of the head. You understand? But your heart is right. You understand? But these are your natural desire, but your heart is longing towards God. You understand? So when you pray in this heartfelt prayer, you understand? You see, you are breaking away from the forces of materialism, the power of worldliness that want to, you know, sideline you from the will and the purpose of God for your life. Glory to God. That's why I got the concept of self-deliverance. Why? Because there is no way, you understand, you can overcome that kind of influence of your environment around your life. Glory to God. your personal need, your present need, predicament. We are more familiar with those things because we are so close to all of those things. But as we begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, pray according to the will of God. The Bible says the Holy Ghost helpeth our infirmities. For we do not know how to pray or what to pray for or what to ask for. We don't know how we ought to do it. But the Holy Ghost maketh intercession. Glory to God. The intercession that is making is according to the will of God. According to the... See, there's no way you can be established as a believer if you don't learn this principle of speaking in tongues. Glory to God. And learn to exercise yourself in godliness. Glory to God. These are things we have to train ourselves in righteousness. Glory to God. He said, the spirit of grace that bringeth salvation to all men teacheth us. The word teacheth means train us. You understand? You see, there are a lot of training. You have to open your mind to train your spirit. Glory to God. Train your spirit. It's a way of the spirit. Hallelujah. He said, likewise, the Spirit also helped our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh it, we don't as we ought to know. In other words, that doesn't mean that we don't know what we are doing, but as we ought to pray. Because we are not designed to pray as we ought to pray. We are not designed to walk in the will of God. We are not designed to love the will of God. We are designed to be hostile to the will of God and not to be subject to the authority of the Word of God. It is that which is of God that we hate, and that which is of our own is the one that we love. Praise the Lord. So we pray, but not as we ought to pray. The Bible says, it said, knowledge puffeth up. It said, love edifies. You understand? It said, there are people that claim they know. It said, but they don't know as they ought to know. Glory to God. Why is it that they don't know as they ought to know? Because knowledge is supposed to have brought them to the place, you know, of fruitfulness. So most times we are not looking for fruits in our life. We are looking for leaves. Something to show to the world and impress the world. And God said, no, you have no world to impress any longer. You have my will to fulfill. Glory to God. So our mind doesn't want to go in that direction. So you can live in this world and live a life of heaven. When you know how to administer the truth into your life and know how to operate the law of the Spirit. No, this will not give itself to you. You must know how to operate it. Glory to God. If we don't switch on this light, you know what I'm saying? There may be light here, but that don't, we are not going to enjoy light. He said, I don't know where the box is. I don't know whether to switch it up or down. I don't know all of those. That doesn't mean this thing is not there. So that's the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It must be activated. That's why we need instructors. Who can tell you, now put your hand on the buttons. Your hand is there. Now press it down. They press it down. What happened? Now hold it. Hold it firmly. Don't leave it. Let it go. Glory to God. And the water begin to flow. Come and say, let the river flow. Let the river flow. Come and say, let the river flow. Why would they not be excited? I said, come on, put it there. The river that you don't know that is there before, then it's been there all along. And the instructor said, put your hand there. Just hold it. Hold it. I don't leave your hand. He said, but it's doing my hand. Just don't worry. Put it there. Hold it, family. Hold it, family. Before you, the river begin to flow, he said, come on! You see, you're not going to be excited as a Christian until you begin to make this discovery in the spirit. You know, it's an adventure in the spirit. A vast life in the spirit that it makes you to, you see, this is what we enjoy as true believers. The comfort of the Holy Ghost. All these things we have access to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, believers, when you come back from work, you know, all of this, it's people when they don't know what to do with their life any longer. You understand? They end up in the nightclub. Just from work to a nightclub. From nightclub to that other place. Before you, that's what they feel they can have. You know, why not go to a cool place? Hallelujah. Hand the king on the system, breaking and those sister brand in the soul. Angladush kiria la mandre kundosa. Ila trebe munde susuprana mun likiando. You enjoy the Holy Ghost. Amen. We cannot be hotter. He said, with groaning, we cannot be hotter. We cannot be hotter. Inarticulate. Inarticulate. In other words, you know, you cannot define it. Glory to God. You cannot fix it. It's not reasonable to the sons of men. It is only reasonable to God. It's not everything that is, you know, reasonable, you understand, to God that is reasonable to other sons of men. You know why it is reasonable to us? Because God says it. And we believe it. We understand it. We believe in what God says. We know the value of it. You can't know the value of speaking in tongues until you begin to speak in tongues. Because when you begin to speak in tongues, understanding begin to come. Understanding begin to come. understanding begin to come. And the more understanding you have, you understand, the more of the virtue that flow into your life. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Amen, amen and amen. He said, and he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according. Come on, say according. To the will of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 19. Let's see what God says about the seed of the kingdom. That's the place we are going tonight. Amen and amen. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, Matthew 13, 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not. How many of you know that there's need for you to understand what I'm teaching you tonight? You see, God have not decided to be a mystery unto you. He said it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom. So you should have understanding of it. That's why I said when you begin to speak in tongues, you begin to have deeper understanding of it. If you want to have deeper understanding of it, keep speaking in tongues. Glory to God. I'm not saying speaking in tongues to crack jokes. Hungry be devil, sufre be de. And the susu, very man, I'm doubly, sufre be de. That's not it. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's not it. It's a sacred thing. It's a sacred language. And because it's sacred does not mean it's something you do once in a year, like some people believe. We are the pastor of the church, only speaking in tongues once in a year. And it's just for 2 minutes or 1 minute. Another will say, until the conversion next year. If you speak in tongues outside of that, you understand? You are out of the church. You understand? And when you speak, you want to speak. But go and tell them that out of the mouth of the babes and the suckling, the Lord has ordained. I don't care what your denomination believe. I'm a believer of the word. Hallelujah. I live my life by what the Bible says, not what my denomination believe. Because God will judge you by the word. He will not judge you by denomination. There's no denomination in heaven. Glory to God. Your life must be governed by the truth of God's word. Glory to God. I don't care who believe it and who don't believe it. I do what the Bible says. Amen and amen. Glory to God. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. Verse 23. But he that receiveth the seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100, some 60. Glory to God. Glory to God. And some 30-fold. So you have a living seed of another kingdom that carries with it, you understand, the elements of new possibilities. Come and say new possibilities. New abilities. New capacity. Glory to God. You know, we are so much used to the old. So we are so much acquainted with our weaknesses. We are so much acquainted with our, you know, inadequacies. He said, but the Holy Ghost helped our weaknesses. That is the seed of the kingdom. So that when I am weak, then I am strong. Hallelujah. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I have a new source of competence, and that source of competence is Jesus himself. Glory to God. So I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Do you understand it? The devil don't want us to understand the things of God. Glory to God. But the place where you begin to speak in tongues, understanding begin to come. Because that's the place where you begin to attune your spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, say, attune your spirit. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. He said, this one heareth and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, catcheth away that which is sown in his heart. The word goes into his heart, he catcheth it away.
And that's the one by the wayside. That's the one by the wayside. But I am persuaded that we're a good ground. Men who hear it, the word, and understand it. So shall it be for you. In the name of Jesus. Let me show you Colossians chapter 1. You begin to have clear understanding of what I'm talking about tonight. Why? Because we need grace to articulate some things that look shrouded or that are obscure in our natural human sight. But when you speak in tongues, understanding comes. And when understanding comes, it is not what you think, but what God intends. You know what is in the mind of God. Colossians chapter 1 from verse 7. Colossians chapter 1. Look at Message Bible, verse 7. It is as vigorous in you now as when you learned it from a friend and close associate, Epaphras. He is one reliable worker for Christ. I could always depend on him. Verse 8. He is the one who told us how thoroughly love had been worked into your lives by the Spirit. Glory to God. Be assured that from the first day we heard of you, we haven't stopped praying for you, asking God to give you wise minds and spirits attuned to his will, and so acquire a thorough understanding of the ways in which God works. Hallelujah. The moment there's a misconception in your life, the devil will fire his arrow at you. Before you know it, you are down. It's out today to attack our love life. Glory to God. That's why we need the capacity to be able to articulate the reality of God's love. That's what you see in Ephesians chapter 3. We were reading the other time. Glory to God. He said that you may know the love of God. That you may be able to comprehend. The word to comprehend means to articulate. To have understanding of it. What you are called to articulate there now is not of the flesh, it's of the Spirit. It's God himself. Because God is love. Glory to God. And Bible says they that know their God shall be what? How many of you know God is love? That's God himself. So you cannot dissect God, you cannot understand God until you begin to come to this dimension. You know, trying to sensitize your spirit, to attune your spirit. Because if you don't know the way God works, you understand? God will be going this way, you'll be going the other way. And all men have been like that. We are all guilty of that. We always want to please God in our own way. Without having the full grasp of how God wanted it to be done. Glory to God. Be assured that from the first day we heard of you, we haven't stopped praying for you, asking God to give you wise minds. Someone say wise minds. And spirits attuned to his will. How do you acquire a spirit that is attuned to his will? That's in the place of prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Another word I can use for the word attuned means to modulate. How many of you have tried to, you know, fine-tune your radio before, your radio set? You want to get to 103.1, you understand? You begin to, not automatic search, begin to modulate. You understand? But what God is putting into us now, because we say we are living in a dynamic age, and it's not only the system of this world that is highly systemized, you understand? But even the way of the Spirit. Glory to God. There's a place for automatic search. But you have to walk yourself to that place. You want to keep doing everything manually. You know, there are some powerful radio sets that begin to pick something from the knot. Your president. Another one will come again. Correct. Hallelujah. God is giving you power over all your containment. You know, we don't have what it takes to do that. That's where the Holy Ghost comes in. Holy Ghost is not just falling under the anointing. It gives you the capacity. That's the machine. That's why he said, have you received the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue? He said, no, we are only acquainted with the baptism of John. He said, you are missing. Take the engine. Take the machine. Take the new model. Take the new technology. And the Bible said that guy was so eloquent, was so agile, was everything, but he was doing everything manually. Can you compare someone who uses cutlass and hoe? You understand? You know, to farm, to somebody who is using a tractor? Can they cover the same ground at the same time? He said, I will make you to be a sharp, a new, and a sharp threshing instrument. Glory to God. This is the newness of life we experience in God. This you see, you must step into this experience. You see, until you begin to step into some of this experience, you don't really enjoy the love of God. You understand? But these are the things that daze us in the spirit. The way other things used to freak other people in the world. These are things that they, when you step into this experience of God, you must not be deprived of this privilege. Forget about somebody who you have contracted your prayer life to. Stop coming to church to be a spectator watching people who are speaking in tongues. You understand? Step into this experience. Let it become, you know, your own personal experience of God in your life. Say, God, that's a dimension of you I've experienced. I know there's something that is not of this world that I've entered into my life. This tongue of fire is there. Glory to God. Attuned to his will. And so acquire a thorough understanding of the ways. The aladuras in the Bible, you understand? We are reading about them today. We see words that came out of their mouth. They prove for the world that they have thorough understanding of the ways in which God works. If you don't have that kind of understanding in your life, you will part way with God. It doesn't really matter the level at which you are working with God today. There will be a point that you will be confused. Glory to God. This guy must have prayed. You understand? In tongues. Before he came out and he said, I prayed 3 times that God should remove this stone from my flesh. He said, but God said, I think. He said, in your weakness, I make my strength perfect. God show him the way he works. What happened? Peace. He said, God, let your will be done. He said, we were despaired of life. We fed the very sentence of death in our body. One time he said, we thought we were going to die. But all of these things happened so that we might not trust in ourselves, but in the power of God. God showed him the way. Work. That's why it's only Allah Dua that can write that kind of word. There are books that have to be written. Those books, you understand? They are in this place. You understand? They are word of freedom. Word of deliverance from worldly bondage. From bondage to materialism. This is what this generation needed in this season of life. But there could be word from the Spirit. Something that will free you from the shackles of Satan. Why is it that we are heavy laden today? We carry the yoke of self-concern in our life. We never agree with the values of God, with the demands of God upon our life, because we don't know the worth of it. We don't have understanding of it. If you don't have understanding of what you are carrying, brother, you can give it out for any price. We don't know even the value of our soul. And Jesus have to begin to remind the people. He said, what shall he profit a man that gained the whole world and forfeit his soul? We don't see, you understand? When we are going, you know, when you sleep, every time we want to sleep in that, my wife, you know, even if she's sleeping, you understand? She will wake up again and say, Tayo, Chati Tileku, Chati Gate, Chati Gate. You know, that time we leave the gate of our soul open. We are not worried about that. You understand? We are not thinking about that. You understand? But even by the time we are sleeping in the night, we keep our doors open. Thoughts will come. And we that we slept yesterday night, happy and joyous, you understand? The devil will load us with all manner of thoughts. We begin to look depressed the other day. When the Bible says, be sober and be vigilant. For the devil you adversary. Our soul don't matter to us. It's not something that's going to happen in a day. You must be re-aladura. Glory to God. So that the decision you make, you understand, in favor of your soul, you understand, can be a kind of decision that you have to thank your star for in the future. So you don't take side with your corruption as against the salvation of your soul. And you see, you will fall into that every day. Every day, moment by moment. To take decision in favor of your soul or in favor of your corruption. Your natural desire. Things that are just of this world that will pass away with this world. Things of God don't matter. Things of, you say, all these things I've been teaching you in church, you understand? If you are not real Dura, you understand. You can't understand. You won't know the value of it. Pastor, I will be Sunday going to Lagbara. That's all you will know. You may have all the language, have the vocabulary, have the apostolic lingua, and all of those things. You understand? But you don't. People that have the understanding of it, it makes a lot of difference. And the Bible says in Hebrews 11:2, it said, by faith we understand.
So you generate the capacity. You see, when you, he said, pray in the Holy Ghost, build up yourself upon your most holy faith. And he said, in that place, you understand? He said, by faith, we understand. Because if you are not in faith, you cannot understand. How do you prime your faith? As you begin to prime your faith, understanding will begin to come. There are some things that look so shrouded. You see, most times when you are called to come and preach, you don't know what to say. There, just pray for 3 hours. Shaliba. You see, that kind of prayer is not the prayer that you pray loud, you pray that. Shalaba. Bako. Digia. Dagodo. Most of the things I teach you here, you understand, as I document of those things, I get them when I'm speaking in tongues. You wonder why people say, that message you need to powerful tongues. It's from the spirit. It's a spirit. He said we minister spiritual things. These are spirit words. We generate those things in the spirit. He said, and the sower went about sowing. Where did he get the seed? If it's going to be the seed of life, it must have passed through the process of death. Men who don't want to go through that process of death, that God, I want to die to my natural wit, so it cannot confine me. It cannot hold me back from releasing what God. You know, there are times we have something you want to say. So we don't want to say what we desire to say. We want to say what the Spirit is saying. The way we can be free is when we begin to pray in tongues. And when those people are going to write it down. See me? I've documented grammatical expression that is beyond my natural wit. If you tell me to come and say it again, then I'll come. If I don't open book, I don't go say it. If I don't enter into spirit, I don't feel do the way they do now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If it's in the natural setting, you understand, I'm a weak man. But when I step into my place, you know why God has chosen me? He knows I don't get the strength. I don't have what it takes. I cannot afford to depend on my natural ability. That's why I say minister of the grace that God has given and of the ability that Christ gives. Praise the name of the Lord. So as you are praying in tongues, you are building up yourself upon your most holy faith. Then by faith, you begin to understand. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come and say, my spirit attuned. Okay, we pray that you live well for the master, making him proud of you as you work hard in his orchard. As you learn more and more how God works, you will learn how to do your work. Can you see? Has God failed before? Have God embarked on a project and failed before? If you walk the way he walks, then you will record the kind of success he has recorded. Glory to God. We are not meant to fail. We are meant to display, you understand, the triumph of Christ over the adversary and all the forces and the elemental spirit of this world. Demons that will stop us is not yet done if we walk the way he walks. Look at the way God works. He threw death, disarmed the one. Is that the therapy you opt for? He said, fill this form. To through death, disarm the one that had the power of death. Or he just give you an injection, you knock you off, and you wake up and everything changes. Which one will you choose? You say, I pray God will give you a wise mind to know that you are making a wise decision. So when those things begin to come into your mind, you say, this is God. This cannot be me. Because me, Moburu. This can't be me. Left to me, I'll spoil everything. This is not what I want. This is not what I pray for. This is not what I desire. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost begin to give us understanding. I pray that God will give you understanding. Amen. In this season. So that you will know how God works. So that you can begin to do your own work the way God works. You can begin to manage your life the way God has sustained everything that he has made and created in the mighty name of Jesus. You will tap into the wisdom of God. You see, the wisdom of God is the advanced wisdom. He said it's the wisdom that is designed for our glorification. That's why you must not joke with this document of glory. Because this is the document that is designed for our glorification. But you are not going to understand it, you understand? Until you begin to learn to exercise yourself in the spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Let's try to just
covered up tonight. Praise God. Amen and amen. You know, everywhere people are listening to this word and this message, and I believe it's a word of liberation. It's a word of liberty. It's time for us to step into the fullness of God's plan and God's purpose for our life in this generation. And I pray God will give us grace to step into that which God is saying now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Romans 8:14, God's Spirit beckons. There are things to do and places to go. This resurrection life you receive from God is not a timid, grave-tending life. It's adventurously expectant, greeting God with a childlike, "What's next, Papa?" Kandekushai. Glory to God. It's adventurously expectant. You must be spiritually inquisitive. It's not a grave tending life. It's not to give you the spirit of timidity. You must be ready to assess some dimensions in the spirit. Your personal development is your personal responsibility. Verse 7. You see, we are developing ourselves now. It doesn't matter to a lot of people. They will live their life in subject to prayer contractor and religious merchants. We will make merchandise of them. But we are developing ourselves. Most times you don't know where you are coming from. You may not even know. Some of you don't need this until the next 5 years, until the next 10 years of your life. When you become the minister for information or the minister of finance for this country. Glory to God. And you enter into your office. Shakudia. And say, "Hello, minister. Shakataba. Halupi bememo." Hallelujah. Don't you know that you come and use juju to speak to you? To say you can sign a document that you don't want to sign? I say, "Mr. Adoki, come. Shakata, tell me now." He said he's on a string minister. The word are yet. You understand? What we are doing look like nothing now. You understand? When the jungle matures, you know, no go, no. You may not know the values of it. The spirit will come back to you on that day. The power will rest upon you. And you're just going to say, "No." Well, say, "Take this document and sign it." You want to just, you know, try to put your signature. Say, "Shakteke molu breno kande kusai." You look at it again. "Ah, Baba femolu juarino shakata bo barikiki ne barakata baya." You see where they do the fraud? They say, "Ah, 60 billion. He said, "Come, come, 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 come." So, how do you see it? You know how many days they have been praying negative prayer on that file before they now come to put it on your table? You will have signed it before you know. Some people have signed, they have signed their way to prison. They don't know. Ignorant believers, ignorant Christian. What we are concerned about in the church is, "God, lift me up. Now I want to get to the top." When you get to the top, people want to bring you down. They are there waiting. And that's the time you begin to call your pastor. "Please don't call me that time. If you call me, I won't pick your call." I said, do what is right. Do justice to it. Show them there. Show them the stuff you carry. You can't afford to live carelessly. And if you are not used to it, the Bible said, Daniel, you understand, he opened his window towards Jerusalem as he used to do. It had become an habit. Let this thing tongue become an habit. Kaka di kaka ti kaka. Heria ga 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 ga. Today, Daniel, yet daru. Ameruku. Today, Amorono Lambaja. If they think they are tough, let us develop a tough skin. They see, people are not hiding their thuggery and criminality. They are not hiding anything. Let's not hide anything now. He said, "Aweba oni kagabono makata." He said, "What you mean? Akukuria gada ila mama mama." Say, "Ah, this will not be show off." They know they show off their own. When you need to connect, don't go to the hiding to go and connect. Connect in the public. When they invite you to come up, you say, "Connect." You say, "And what's the meaning of that?" You say, "Sorry, I'm only trying to connect." "Now, thank you. I'm connected now. Thank you. It's on. It's on now." "Now I say unto you." Wait till connect to now. It's time to draw. It's time to pull. God cannot run out of resources. Let us come to the throne of grace that we may receive. Is it not the time of need we are here now? God need to help us. We need God badly in our life so that the enemy will not waste us. And you know what the devil does? When you don't have this understanding, he will make you to pitch your tent against God. Let me read this scripture and give you one more thing. Praise God. Verse 16. "And we know we are going to get
what's coming to us, an unbelievable inheritance. We go through exactly what Christ goes through. If we go through the hard times with him, then we are certainly going to go through the good times with him. Verse 16. God's spirit touches our spirit and confirms who we really are. I want you to, you know, it's not limited to that. I want you to hold on to that word. God's spirit touching your spirit and giving confirmation. That's what in King James says, the spirit bear witness with our spirit. So when you are speaking in tongues, the witness says, hello. He said, we are going to do the business. He said, no, let's do it on time. Let's do everything. He said, thank you. He said, don't worry. I will know now whether we are going to do it or not. Shandebaku Shilebrana. He said, Mr. Man, I can't do this kind of business. He said, I saw someone who was running with us. Are you a ritualist? Who told you? How would the spirit bear witness with your spirit? How many of you know that believers make costly mistakes? We enter into trouble, not because God wants us to enter into trouble most times. Most of the pains we go through in our life, they are self-inflicted pain. We learn from it, but it's not the best way to learn. He says, it's good that I'm afflicted, so that I might learn. If you learn the way of the Spirit, you will not have to learn by affliction. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, the Spirit touches our spirit. What we were going through, the same thing Jesus was going through, and all of those things, you know, things were so difficult for us. We cannot do things freely as we want, you know. He said, I can of myself do nothing. I know what to do. I can call down legions, but I will not. But he said, it's like people look at us as weakness. Our disciples, they were offended in us. They felt, Oga Master, go release fire and kill all of this. It seems you are really weak, Jare. Why is it that you can't do this? And you can't do this. That's the way we are facing it every day in our life. But if there's no spirit to help us to understand God, what do you think will happen? We pitch ourselves to your tent, O Israel, Oluwa, Otoge. Glory to God. But the spirit touches our spirit, our regenerated spirit, and confirms. Come on, say confirmation. It's not every gift that is from God, though. It's not every open door that is God's open door. If you don't learn and know how to pray in the Spirit, you will not be able to walk in the reality of Moses. He said he preferred to suffer the affliction of the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin, which is just for a season. He said he has a great regard for the recompense of reward that is from God. That which looked like nothing, he has great regard. How did he understand? Why did he prefer suffering to enjoyment? Why is it that thing carries weight? Why is it that I want to go the way of God? Why is it that I want to embrace the values of God? Why is it that he cherishes his soul more than his body? He said, we are not of those that believe to the saving. You know, we are not of those that believe unto perdition. We are of those that believe to the saving of the soul, not body salvation. You understand? What is it that it is in the place of prayer? Not 1 year, not 2 years, not 3 years, but get started now. Understanding will begin to come. Some of us don't know why we are doing what we are doing, why we are holding on to what we are holding on to. It's because that's what everybody is doing and what is popular. You know, we don't want to do what is popular. I want to live my life by the conviction of the Spirit. He said, the Spirit bear witness. The Spirit touches my spirit. Pray until the Spirit begin to touch your regenerated spirit and begin to bring confirmation to some things. Boom. I've seen a lot of people say, you gotta give me a future partner and everything. He cannot even pray in tongues for 5 minutes. Tell him, friends, how did he have the witness? The spirit that is not, you know, that is not on fire. The spirit that is not fervent, the spirit that is not aglow. He said, be fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord. Keep that fervency. Keep it up. That's why you wonder why those guys behave the way they behave. They are almost going to lose everything. Not almost, they are losing out. Just been lifted and promoted in the kingdom. And they have great value and they cherish the kingdom of God
so much that they are ready to forfeit and lose their soul, their life, you know, as a result of that. The man said, I will roast you to death. He said, it doesn't matter. If God save us, let him save. You see, now one day, does it matter to most of us? Pray yourself to a point whereby things of the spirit begin to matter to you. That's why we are running this series side by side. Principles, standard, and values of the kingdom with this praying in tongues. Glory to God. It's very, very important. Because you won't appreciate it. You won't know that it is worth dying for. You won't know that it is worth wasting your life for. You won't know the values of those things. Praise them of the Lord. But as you begin to exercise yourself in God, you begin to pray, you begin to stand your ground. There's nothing anybody can say to make you to change your mind about God. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And you see, this will begin to reflect in your daily life. This will begin to reflect in your attitude towards God. This will begin to reflect in the way you handle the things of the Spirit, in the things of God. You understand? It begin to happen. Even from the local church. The place where I can assess you is the local church. And somebody said there, it's the way we like that we do our Christianity. We can do it the way we like. Do you follow who? Because you don't see me in church now. Does it mean that I'm not following God? And yes, you are not. If indeed you are following up on God in the spirit, you understand, you will know where you should be. Praise the Lord. Because the hunger will continue to multiply. You understand? Every time you begin to seek after God. Praise the name of the Lord. 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 When those guys prayed in Philippians chapter 2 verse 13, he said, for we know it is God who worketh in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. That prayer. So he said, therefore, let nobody murmur, let nobody complain. There's something God is doing in our life. How will you get there? You won't know the value of what God is working out. You won't know the value of your salvation. You won't know the value of the new life that God is, you know, using your present affliction to work out in your life. He said, can't it all joy when you fall in reverse? He said, because it's working some things out in your life that you cannot naturally get outside there. So it's the Son that the Father loved that he chastised. Glory to God. Every attack of the enemy on your mind, I command it to cease in the name of Jesus. I say, I command it to cease in the name of Jesus. Since God has opened this dimension unto me, as I begin to pray in the spirit, I begin to prophesy over your life and all the people that are connected with me. There are some people, you understand? You know the way the devil works when you don't have the understanding of the love of God. You have the power, you don't have power to comprehend. He will turn your enemies to your friend, he will turn your friend to your enemy. In Galatians chapter 4, he said, when I first came to you, you want to gouge out your eyes for me. He said, but now, since I've told you the truth, what happened? He said, I've now become your enemies. Who is the one at work? You wonder why a lot of people are moving away from us. Some people don't want to relate with us. Some people want to know because of the truth. We remind him. Go for this. He will now turn friends to enemy and enemy to friends. But when you have the understanding of God, you know how to attune yourself in the spirit. God will tell you that that's where I want you to be. Glory to God. You know, there's this story of this prodigal son, you know, that God used to illustrate this point to me. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. In Luke chapter 15, from verse 11. The guy will never appreciate what his father was doing. The devil turned their back against each other. Something just entered into the guy one day. He said, give me my own portion of the inheritance. Have you any war with me? And God said, there are some people who have lost their mind. You know why I know they have lost their mind? And the devil is the one who's attacking them. Come on, say offer. Come on, say offer. 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 Not offer, no. Offer. Offer. Oro. Fear that. A shooting launch. To bat le wole by. And the man said, attack Leo. The man said, what do you want? Because haven't you seen children who kill their father? Over nothing, something that will finish. Something will tell him that this thing can never finish again. See, let me kill him. I go to my tongue. One man, you know, watch a play. Sometimes go, the man walk to his father and he said, daddy, he said, how long have you been on throne? He said, for 50 something years. He said, when did your father die? He said, that was 50-something years ago. Then you ascend the throne. How long did your father rule? He said, he ruled for 15 years. So how long have you ruled? You want to eat everything finish? He said, what are you still doing? This is your coming birthday. You are not doing it. Oh. You want to rule for 50-something years when you are already 30-something when you get to the throne. Your father ruled for 20. You are ruling for 50-something. And you are happy that you want to do another birthday. Celebrate. You don't want to die again. When will I start ruling? No, I am now. You see, there are times we have people who want to lead us in the way of God. The devil will want to turn our back against each other. And the Bible says, you know, the way I pick it is this. Bible says, and the man came back to his senses. What has happened to his senses? There are times that you see, when you see the way people behave, and there's not, at that moment, there's not, you see, when somebody is in a, you know, in such an insane condition, a kind of psychological devastation, you understand, or attack on his mind, there's nothing you can say to him. But for that moment, everything, what's it? You want to say, if you have treated the psychiatric patient, you know what I'm talking about. He said, "Great here, great here." Because too bad, be why I done it. He said, "Yeah, look, yeah, teacher, teacher, me get here. Yeah, me get here." He said, "Yeah." He said, "Carry this bench for me, that." And that's the way some people are being treated today, and they're happy. They don't know that their spirit is in a dangerous condition. But when the guy got to the end of it, he said, what happened? He came back to his senses. I can your fire kuron. Daddy was right. I think I was wrong. But look at what it, look at how many years the devil have separated them. So when Paul said, who shall separate us from the love of God? We should know the areas we have to look into and ready to fight the good fight of faith. Most time when those arrows come into our mind, bam, want to pitch us against God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I was reading this story in the book of Luke chapter 16 of this guy who was called to come and account for his stewardship. He said when he saw that he could not dig, and he could not beg because of shame, he went to the street. He began to misbehave. He said, you owe my master 50 million? Go and pay 5,000 naira. You owe, he said, his plan was that when he's laid off, those who will take him. And God said, will they also give you eternal life? In other words, his master was leading him on in the path of eternal life. He turned his back against the counsel of God. And because he cannot dig nor beg because of shame, pride, and arrogance, he realizes it. You understand? That eternal life is superior to material life. But yet, he walked against his conscience. Because some of us will ask, when the foundation is destroyed, what will a righteous man do? If you are not proud and arrogant, you see the path that you are taking is a path that seems good but leads to destruction. If you are not ashamed, you understand? If pride will not stop you from saying, God, I will retrace my steps. He said he cannot beg for shame. He can't go and apologize. He can't go and say, I retreat. He can't go. Now we have to be going through that kind of process. The prodigal son have to come back again. He said, don't take me as a son. No, take me as one of your servants. I want to dig. I want to, you know, cut cassava chips. I want to go to the farm. I want to do it. But this one is too refined. Those things that his father wanted him to do before so that he can grow up in the heart of godliness. If you are not a premantis, you cannot understand these things. That understanding will bring the dimension of establishment and stability into your life. I pray that you'll be established in this present truth. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory. Every attack of the enemy on our mind is broken in the name of Jesus. Every demonic siege around our mind is destroyed and shattered in the mighty name of Jesus. Every counsel of the enemy just to turn our back against each other and against the truth, against, you know, the authority of God over our life, in the mighty name of Jesus. That counsel shall not prosper in Jesus' name. I decree that only the counsel of the Lord shall stand in our life in Jesus' name. As many as come under demonic spell and the operation of the spirit of witchcraft, let the power of witchcraft be broken in Jesus' name. The spirit that make friends to become enemies and make enemies to become friends, they have lost their control and manipulation over our life in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of pride and arrogance that will not make us to want to go back to God and begin to tear down the foundation and build again and begin to dig deep again. He said, because he cannot dig and build on the rock. He cannot dirty his hands and start doing those things that he felt is not unimportant before. And he felt God, he said, why are you so hard on me? God, the spirit that makes us to return back onto the pathway of the Lord, let that spirit rest upon our life in the mighty name of Jesus. Your fortunes are restored. The grace of God is restored upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Go and win for Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Come on, let's put the hands together for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.